This is the Dean, the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, peace be with you. Those are the greetings of peace. That is what Muslims use, the same greeting that Jesus greeted his followers with. We're greeting you with that same greeting here today. And there are a lot of misconceptions about Islam, which is the fastest growing way of life in the world. Today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And it will continue to grow because people are coming to that realization that life is short. And you know what? In the state of confusion, I don't have the answers to all the questions that are out there. But Islam provides me with all the rational, logical evidences to prove that it's indeed from the creator of the heavens and the earth. But there's some misconceptions out there about Islam. So we've been invited, and you're invited too. We're inviting you to be our guests. Because with all the different stereotypes and false fallacies, one of them is that, you know, there's a lot of radicalization going on out there in these places of worship, the mosques. That's right. So we're going to take you on a tour to see, is this a mosque? Really? What's going on in here? Is there hate speech going on in here? Is this a private bomb-making factory? How does it look inside a mosque where the people worship, where the Muslims worship? Let's go ahead and take you on a tour. Come on with Eddie. Here, your guest, your host. Come on. So we're walking around. This is where the Muslims gather now. So let's be a little bit careful, okay? So they come in here, and there are not too many around right now. Let's go to the right here. Come on. So you walk in. You got some pictures on the wall here. This is Dr. Izzet, okay? Some calligraphy. Come over here. Follow me. You're getting a firsthand look into the house of worship, okay? We call this God's house. What it means is that people come here to worship God. And this is the prayer area. As you can see, there are no statues, okay? I'm going to take my shoes off. You take your shoes off, and you come on in. And this is where people put their forehead on the ground. There are no pictures. You know, you walk in some places and you see all these statues and icons, and it just gives you a creepy kind of feel. You know, you shouldn't be doing that. But this, it gives you a good feeling that, you know what? You just come here and you just put your head on the ground. You just worship God. That's it, just God. The same way Jesus put his head on the ground, that's what the Muslims do. And the Muslim is simply one who submits to the will of God. And you see this area? This is where they gather shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. The black, the white, the Chinese, the German, the Italian, the Polish, they all come here as brothers in humanity and they worship God. They worship just God. This is it. This is a prayer. Let's continue on. What else they got here? Maybe they got something else that they don't want us to see. Come on. Okay, this is just the washroom here. You got a little shoe area. Okay. Wow, this place is very nice and clean. Alhamdulillah. Okay. See if we can find a tour guide. Okay, when you stand to pray, pray as if it's your last prayer. That's deep, because you never know when death will approach. So every Muslim should be praying his prayers as his last prayer. Young man, how are you? Peace be with you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm fine, alhamdulillah.
Now, what's your name, sir?
Ibrahim.
Would you be so kind as to give us a little bit of a tour here from the mosque?
Yes.
All right. So, you know, we're trying to show...
No, you were in the prayer room.
That's the prayer room?
Okay.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
Okay, what is this now?
Okay, this is an old picture that of Mecca.
Mecca, all right.
Mecca. It's very unique, actually.
That's the...
I think the 70s.
Is that the first house of worship built by Abraham?
Yeah. This is it right here.
Now, do Muslims worship this black box?
No. No, that's just the first house of worship.
That's
the
it.
First mosque.
Like, yes. This is a mosque? That's the first mosque?
It is basically the first mosque, yes.
Okay. So
the Masjid al-Haram, which is the sacred mosque, it's a masjid, yes.
Okay, so no worshipping that. You worship the creator of all this?
Of course, definitely. That's where people go for Hajj too. Okay. And that's where Ibrahim and his son Ishmael actually, and they're the first one who built that house there. And as you see Mecca, this is the old city of Mecca, and this is the original city of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's where he was born.
Okay, so Prophet Muhammad, he was a prophet like Jesus, Moses, Abraham.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was the last prophet,
The last prophet.
Yeah, like he said, all prophets are like brothers born into different mothers.
This is the Dean, the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean. This is the Dean. This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
Welcome back to the Dean Show. We're here in Texas at the Clear Lake Islamic Center, giving you an inside look at one of the mosques in Houston. So we started out going into the front corridor. Now, if you can take a look, this is, we showed you where the Muslims pray, where they prostrate. There are no statues, pictures, any weird things on the wall. They're just devoting worship to God, just worshiping the one unseen creator. And in this particular masjid also, you can see they have a nice lounge set up with Wi-Fi. That's right. So it's very beautiful in here. This is Sheikh Waleed Basuni's masjid. And this would be something that if anyone wanted to open up a masjid, this would be something that one should copy. Because not only is a masjid a place where you come and worship, but where communities gather and they come to get together and get to know each other. So he has seen such a success here that the Muslims and our non-Muslim friends, brothers in humanity, are welcome to come in, can be a part of this, that now they know each other better because they sit around and they talk and they hang out instead of going out to the coffee shops and the kids getting in trouble. You have a playground here. The kids can play in the playground. We showed you the playground. And you also have this very nice atmosphere here, a nice ambiance. They show different movies, documentaries, have different lectures. It's beautiful. Let's go meet some Muslims. Come on. There's some people gathering over here by some beautiful paintings. So we're still in the mosque, the masjid. And if you can see. Now, I wish we can find the artist who, you know, that'd be a nice thing to find the artist who actually painted these wonderful paintings.
I'm here.
Uh-oh. He's here. Hey, alhamdulillah. All thanks to God. How are you, sir? What's your name?
Izzat Abolesh. Izzat Abolesh.
Now, you're the one responsible for this beautiful artwork here?
All made with my hands.
Nice. All right. MashaAllah. Can you tell us now, is the Arabic calligraphy? Can you tell us now, define what are these say and what are some of the meanings here behind them?
Okay, first of all of them except one are a present to the mosque. I did them and give it to the mosque as a present. This one here is Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub, which means by reminding yourself by God, by mentioning God in your heart, your heart, which is agitated, calms down. And this is the beauty of remembering a heart, remembering God. This one here is the saying of Sayyidina Musa. We said, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. This is one of the greatest prayers I like from the Quran, which says, God, open my heart, make it easy for me, make me eloquent so that they understand what I say. This one here, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. اعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا means all of you Muslims, unite and attach yourself to the robe of God. This is how you get the strength. When you are united, you are strong. When you are divided, you are weak and can be conquered. This one here is the English translation here, but I read the Arabic here. بِأَبِي وَأُمِّي أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. You, the Prophet Muhammad, I sacrifice my mother and my father for you. I painted that when they attacked the Prophet Muhammad by the cartoonists. And this is, his love is in our heart. And you can see the heart here. And we give it to him.
Now let me ask you this. You know, for some people to comprehend that, it's very difficult, but when you name, you mentioned Moses there.
Yes.
And we also, people now, they know that we as Muslims, some might don't know, for those that don't, that we love Jesus. So anyone who, is it true that anyone who insults Jesus, Moses, Abraham, that would be an insult to Muslims also, because they're beloved to our hearts too. Is that right?
This is what, in the Quran, all of them are equal in the eyes of God. And there was a story when the Prophet was in Medina, and a Muslim tried to insult a Jew there, because they were living together there, about Moses. He said, "No, you are absolutely wrong. He is my brother. He is as respected as I am."
Moses.
Yeah, Moses. Yes. Okay.
So we love Moses.
We love all the prophets of Muhammad. Yeah, they are equal in the eyes. They are equal to Muhammad, especially, but the rank is a little bit different.
Yes.
But they are all gods, all from God.
Yes.
To human being.
Beautiful. Let's continue, please.
Okay. This one here from the Quran also, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, means take care of your parents.
Take care of your parents.
Right. Take care of your parents. And this is an essential part we should really realize now. They give you all what they had, sincerely, without expecting anything. Unconditional love.
Yes.
So this is what I think is a valuable quotation from the Quran.
Yes. Now, I like this one here. This one is really profound here, because you have a boat here. It says forever. What is that, a Bentley or a Rolls Royce?
Rolls Royce.
You got some gambling going on. You know, gambling is not allowed in Islam. Okay, you got some drinking. You got some partying going on here. Money. And some would say that's like bling bling in modern terms, you know. Yeah. And you got some, is that the devil, the satanic forces, wine. What's going on with this?
What inspired me to do this was Enron.
Enron, oh.
When I am from Houston, so I lived that scandal of Enron. And that what is reminds us in the Quran means you keep collecting things until you die. This is the weakness of the human being. And God reminds us that one day we'll die. And that's why I made this painting, to show the indulgence of things and the injustice, because you cannot collect all this money without injustice. And then self-pleasures. And that's why eventually, see, here he's rich. He has the stock market. He has real estate.
Real estate.
He has money.
Money.
And a house.
Got the house.
And on his boat, he writes forever.
Like he's going to live forever.
Live forever. And he is guided by the devil to do this.
To do the...
The sins.
The sins. So you got, that could be drugs, alcohol.
Yes.
Womanizing.
Correct.
Money,
gambling.
Gambling.
And then he dies.
And then it's done.
It's done.
Does he take any of this with him?
That's why he said here, is written from the Quran also.
Yes.
Writing here, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. My money did not prevent me from dying. I'm not going to live forever.
He couldn't buy his way out of the grave.
Right. And did not prolong his life one second. When his time comes, it's done. And then he will be punished not only in the year after, but also while in grave. Here is the snake and the crocodile. Here, the snake and crocodile are a symbol for the punishment you get in the grave. The grave is, if you are good, you'll be rewarded. Your grave will be lighted. The angels will accompany you, say you are not alone, we are with you. If you did bad things, then you'll be punished in the grave and until your day of judgment.
This is really beautiful. Tell us, for our brothers in humanity, the not yet Muslims, because we really want them to understand us, because Islam today is misunderstood. So tell us, would you, if some of our brothers in humanity came in and wanted to see some of your artwork, see the mosque, are they welcome? Or does Islam teach you to hate those who are not Muslim?
Islam is based on love, peace, and justice. And the word Islam is peace. Part half of it is peace. And justice is the, you know, this man didn't do justice for the world. You have to be just to yourself, to your family, to your society, to the world. And that's Islam. Anyone wants to come to the mosque and see this, he's welcome. The mosque is...
anyone.
Anyone, any religion.
Come on in.
Or no religion.
Yes.
Come in. You know, it's God's house. It's not my house.
It's God's house.
It's God's house.
Yes.
And he welcomes all his people who created, whom he created.
When you hear a couple more questions, just before, because you have, we're very impressed with this, and a person such as yourself who's over the years gained so much experience, and when you see a lot of the misconceptions out there, people talking about Islam like it's something that's barbaric, that, you know, Islam teaches terrorism and radicalization of the youth, does this sadden your heart? How do you respond to this?
It really saddens my heart. But I have to blame also the Muslims for not portraying Islam the right way. Some bad apples destroyed the whole crop.
Yes.
And I really, people should not look at these bad apples. Look at Islam. Look at the history of Islam. Learn. That's why I published a book called Islam in the Eyes of an Artist, showing how Islam is beautiful, how Islam is peaceful, how high level of meditation and elevation of the soul in Islam, all in paintings, and the English explanation next to it. So really, Islam needs a lot, and we should educate people, and people should seek knowledge. Ignorance is the best enemy to anyone.
That's right. Ignorance is the best enemy to anyone. So we need to clear up all this confusion by getting ourselves educated. And come visit here at Sheikh Waleed's Basuni's Masjid here in the Clear Lake Islamic Center. Dr. Izzat
Abulish.
Yes. And he'll give you a tour of some of his beautiful paintings. And if you have any other questions, you know, stop by and visit us here. That's right. Come and visit the Muslims. Come and learn directly from the Muslims and get to know your neighborhood Muslims, those who have consciously submitted to one God. And that's how we get peace. And we wish you peace. Thank you very much.
Thank you for visiting us. We were very rewarded by your visit.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone if Allah is by my side. I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone if Allah is by my side. I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone if Allah is by my side. I am not afraid to stand alone.
And if we're going to worship something, I figured I might as well worship the Creator instead of any of the creations.
Now, upon investigating all the religions, I remember finding out the meaning of what Islam is, what a Muslim is. Those who surrender themselves to God is a Muslim. Those who surrender, submit to God, God's will. That is it. Islam was pure. It was just, you just pray to God, your Creator.
There's another young man here, and I think yesterday we were going and having a tour, and we want to continue. We're almost done here. Sheikh Ibrahim, how are you?
Man, he took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting that.
Good. You're also one of the imams here?
Yes. I'm the administrator also for the Clear Lake Islamic Center, yes.
Yeah. Now we saw we got to see the prayer area. You know, one interesting thing is there's no statues. There's no pictures. What's going on here?
Well, basically... statues and images in Islam are not permitted. And it is since the early days of Islam, when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you know, destroyed all these statues that were around the Kaaba. So that was something that was forbidden, and it is like taking the religion back to the era of Abraham. He's the first one who destroyed the statues, so definitely we will not have him in our masajid, and yeah, not any masjid in the whole world will have any statues.
It's all about the worship of the one God.
Of the one God, Allah.
The same God that Jesus worshipped. Jesus would have broke some statues too. No statues. We're not promoting breaking statues out there, but we're just symbolizing the worship of the one God, pure monotheism. This is what Islam is based on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jesus himself in the Bible said that you should worship only one God, the God in the heaven, that is the only God that deserves to be worshipped. And actually, I heard in a lot of your interviews that people translate the word Allah into the only one true God. That's a description. Allah is the only one true God. But Allah also means the worshipped one. That is basically the meaning of the word Allah. He is the worshipped one, meaning, you know, he's the only one who deserves to be worshipped. And that's even embedded in the meaning of Allah.
Now you got to learn a little bit also more about Islam and the key pillar, only worship the Creator. Let's continue walking around this house of worship.
As we said yesterday, this is a community hall, and it is set up in such a way where it is a family friendly environment where families can come. And actually, we have everything for all the family here. We made it where the sisters can enjoy themselves there.
So you separate here, you have the men with the men, the women with the women?
To make them feel more comfortable. And also, if a family, like a father, you know, parents and their children can sit around and, you know, discuss something and, you know, eat something together, we have the provision for that.
So the boys with the boys, the women with the women?
Yes, definitely. I mean, It may sound that, you know, we're it's like society. We're dealing with society with all its you know, factions and all its elements. So basically, any people can come, enjoy themselves in this facility, Muslims, non-Muslims, and they can come and just, you know, enjoy, you know, socializing with Muslims in this facility in such a way that it is not even about religion. It's about neighborhood and being friendly to your neighbors and being welcoming. And that's the attitude that we have in this place, actually.
Okay, so what else do we have here now?
Oh, we, just like I told you, we have,
we saw the playground yesterday.
Right. The play, did we see it?
Did we see it?
Okay. We can, yeah, we have a playground, an indoor playground for the kids.
Wow, yes. Subhanallah. Now this is a masjid.
Right.
Now some people might think like, what are you doing? You got a playpen here. This is not a playpen. This is like a mega size play center in the masjid. And yeah. Hey, but what if someone someone says, man, this is some kind of bid'ah?
No, it's not. Actually, this is very much encouraged by the spirit of Islam. You know, you want to attract the kids to come in here.
Yeah.
You know, they go to McDonald's, and what happens at McDonald's? They eat unhealthy food. I'm not against McDonald's, but that's the reality. Is that they, you know, so we bring them here for a healthy environment. You know, their parents can cook their food and they can come and eat it here. The children can play, like we have two kids here playing. It's at a time where not many kids are in the masjid. But, yeah, it's to attract those kids and to have them attached to the masjid. And, you know, see their parents go to prayer and come play here. And then, you know, it is something where, you know, attach the, you know, connect kids to fun. You know, we're going to the masjid, we're going to the mosque to have fun, which is very good. And later on, they'll find out that, you know, they're loving the place of worship and they know the purpose of it more so than just having fun. although having fun is nothing wrong with it. So,
yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
So this is amazing. This is amazing. This is one of its kind, and we hope that those who are thinking about
this when I was
yes, this is amazing. So we want to inspire you. We want to really motivate people who are thinking about making a masjid, that they incorporate this into the masjid.
Exactly.
This is wonderful. So what else? I heard you actually, you got a fitness center in the mosque. Amazing.
Simple fitness room.
So now if you need some, greasy biryani or, some hamburgers you shouldn't be eating, with all the greasy stuff, and you want to change your eating pattern, eat healthy, and now you want to look good and feel good, the best way is to make the salat. That's that food for the soul, but now you got some training for the body. Tell us what thought process went behind this to make this happen.
Well, basically, this is something that is like a dream. A lot of, especially the sisters who come to the masjid, they want to have a place where they can do it alone, without any male interaction, and they can just come and feel comfortable. So we found that the masjid can provide this for the sisters. And basically, we have it where it's 4 days for the sisters, 3 days for the brothers, and they can come and enjoy themselves in a way where, fitness is something that is recommended in Islam. You have to be fit, actually. And, like you said, prayer can do so much, but it cannot really shed the fat that you have. So we add to it something that Allah has blessed us with, which is, to be active and to be fit and find ways to, burn these calories. So
amazing, amazing. Tell us now, alhamdulillah, all praises to God, to Allah. And so, we got that out of the way, that our brothers in humanity are welcome here. They're not yet Muslims. They can come in here anytime.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we're open for all the, all the neighborhood. Anyone can come here. And actually, we've had many of our neighbors come here and enjoy the environment and use the facility. We had students who would come and study. We had faith groups, and we've arranged actually interfaith activities with churches in the neighborhood that they can use the facility, and we can go also there and use their facility. So this is that's how it is in America. We have to work together. We have to live together. And just like you have a Christian neighbor, that Christian neighbor can come to your place of worship and see what you do actually in your utmost intimate moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with your Creator.
For those people that try to, depict Islam as something that is out there to get you, it's the other, it's about, creating mischief here in America, and, it's like the boogeyman is coming to get you, you hear terrorism, Muslim, what do you have to say to those people who are confused about Islam?
Well, there are so much that you can say, but I think the best way is to reach out to the people and do rather than say, and just show them, by example, come and see us and see what we do. We're part of you. We're part of the fabric of America. Muslims are an integral part of America. They're really good citizens, and they have, contributed to the society in so many ways. And unfortunately, when they contribute to the society, they are known by their individuals, but they're Muslim, and their faith encourages them to be good to the society and to be productive. So what I say is, not everything you hear in the media is, you have to really be critical in what you hear in the media, and think for yourself and go visit your neighbor, the Muslim neighbor, and ask him if that's true. And they will show you hospitality. They will show you, come to our places of worship, to social gatherings, and you will see who we are for what we are exactly.
Yes, yes, that is excellent. Tell us, the last point I want to ask you is for the Muslims. Now, we want this to be an example of what a masjid can be. It's not just restricted to the 5 daily prayers, that bringing community together the way you guys have. You got a gym here, you got a playground for the kids, instead of the kids going to Starbucks or this cafe, that cafe, and getting in trouble out there, they come and they attach their heart to the house of God, to the house of Allah. But sometimes you have, you have some people And we want to soften their hearts too. Some of the people that don't get the youth involved. Right. And they sometimes close this door and make it difficult for the youth to be involved and to prosper and to grow like you guys have. What advice do you have for those people?
Well, you know, to begin with, it's, you know, when we started here as a Muslim community in America, we were like immigrant families who came here. And we kind of like did not change the mentality that we came with. And we just wanted our places of worship the same way we used to have them back home in whatever country we came from. And this is not really healthy, and it's not really even, you know, productive in a society like America. It's a very fast-growing society, and youth, they have so much exposure to other things. So you have to really be competitive with whatever out there that is attracting our youth. And our youth, those are our children, and we see them, I mean, be they Muslim, Christian, or Jews, we have the same problem. All these faith groups have the same problem with the youth, that they're running away from religion. And we want them to really come back to religion and see that there are certain things that you can incorporate in your places of worship that attract the youth, and there's nothing wrong with them. And you can be competitive. You can show them the better way of life, the better alternative to whatever is out there, because whatever is out there is there to make money, and they don't really care about, you know, the mental health of your child, the physical health of your child. In a place like this, we care about this: social health, mental health, and physical health, and religious and spiritual health. And so what I say is we have to really change that mentality and start learning more from our youth, what they really want. And exactly, this is the product of the youthful thinking of the leadership in this community. You know, like Sheikh Waleed Bassiouni, mashallah, he has a really great, you know, insight. And it's because he's been in contact with so many youth that he is able to really, you know, realize the things and the dream that they have. So this is just part of the solution. We're trying to solve this, and we advise our brothers everywhere, those who build their masajid, please don't pay so much attention to just decorating your masjid, rather than making it functional with great facilities that, you know, help and serve and cater to every member of the family and every member of the society, actually.
So. That's amazing. Don't spend all the time arguing about the minaret, how big it's going to be, yeah, 50 feet, dome, 30, or the dome, this design, that design. You know, broaden your mind, open your mind, and do some of the things. We're giving you an example here. Let the uncles, we call them, work with the youth, work together so we can grow together.
Exactly. Well, that's, I mean, one dome may cost about $100,000 to make. With $100,000, you can make, you know, a gym double this size.
Yes.
You know, where the youth can say, well, it's better than the dome. I can't really do anything with the dome. I can't climb it. But I can do something with this here. So you're really putting your money in a goodful use. I mean, in useful purpose.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Peace be with you. Thank you so much. May God Almighty reward you.
I thank you for coming here. We appreciate your efforts.
Thank you very
much.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sheikh.